Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
You know, there are a lot of reasons why women have issues with infertility, but we're going to talk about one that's really interesting and probably something you've never even heard of, and that's high cholesterol. I mean, who knew, right, Michelle?
Yeah, I was surprised when I started to look at this that, you know, infertility and high cholesterol can, you know, one can cause the other. Very fascinating. I had no idea.
Well, we're going to be talking to Dr. Enrique Schisterman, who is the senior investigator and chief of the epidemiology branch, earned both his master's degrees in statistics and doctoral degree in epidemiology from State University of New York in Buffalo, and is associated now with NICHD. Guess what? That's my old institute, too. I was up on the 10th floor in the old building working in developmental endocrinology, so you're close to my heart, Dr. Schisterman, needless to say.
And, no pun intended.
We're kind of kindred spirits here, to say the least. So let's kind of go to this. I mean, I think most women out there know that high cholesterol is an issue, especially with regard to heart disease. But, you know, it can also damage a couple's chance of becoming parents. So let's go to this. Keep it basic right now. Tell us, what's the deal? What's the relationship between high cholesterol and infertility?
Well, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And the issue is, it's quite simple in reality, because cholesterol is a molecule that is one of the building blocks of our cells, the living cells that we have. And it's especially one of the bases of the hormones that are circulating in men and women, which includes what's known as estrogen for women, which is the most common female hormone, and testosterone in men. So cholesterol is the basis of it. So if you have an imbalance in cholesterol levels, it will create either too much estrogen or too little estrogen, which will affect the chances of becoming pregnant, or will also affect the same chances of men for creating good sperm. So it's a couple effect. It's not only an individual effect, which is also kind of an interesting finding.
Boy, it's a really interesting finding, and I love what you just said, because a lot of doctors don't know this, and or patients, that it can be hormone related. So here I had a complete hysterectomy, and what happened? My cholesterol went sky high because I didn't have enough estrogen in my body. But what are some other than family history and menopause, what are other ways that people develop high cholesterol?
So other things are diet and lack of exercise, and obesity plays a big role on that. All those factors, by the way, have been associated with infertility or longer time to pregnancy, but they have never been put together, which is what's the mechanism behind it. And the cholesterol may be one of those mechanisms, because diet, exercise, obesity play a role in cholesterol level.
Yeah, I think that this is an important point, and I'm so glad you brought this up, Michelle, because this isn't something seen all by its little lonesome. When you have high cholesterol, outside of having really heinous genetics, and, you know, I've treated triathletes, you know, who are in magnificent shape, but unfortunately have tough genetics, and they have a familial issue. Well, but the grand majority of people out there, you know, it's about a lifestyle thing. And so it's like a package deal. when you mentioned, Dr. Schisterman, obesity, there are so many manifestations of consequences from obesity. A lot of people don't take into consideration that part of the domino effect is, poor diet choices, higher cholesterol, ergo infertility. And making that connection is important. And to Michelle's point, are physicians really helping people understand that? I think with your study, I hope that this is read by physicians and primary care providers out there, because I don't think enough women are hearing this information. And so I'm so glad you did this study. What do you think, Michelle?
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah, I agree. What made you decide to do this study between fertility and high cholesterol?
Well, you know, it went to my background and studying some of those classes in biochemistry and thinking about, cholesterol being the building block of hormones. And it seems that it should be related to what happens to couples trying to become pregnant. So basic biology plus the fact that we see an increased epidemic of obesity, not only in this country, but in the world, it seems that a logical next step. And by the way, the effects that we saw are even independent of obesity, which is even more physiologically important. So that's a message that we can relate and actually intervene successfully.
I love that. Yeah, I think that that's another important point. You know, by finding that independent of obesity, you were able to find a strong association between infertility and high cholesterol all by its lonesome really tells us that we have to pay attention to knowing our numbers. Now, here's an interesting question. Michelle, with all the work that you've done with just the countless thousands of women, I'll put money on it that the mass majority of them don't know their cholesterol level.
No, they don't know any of their numbers, right? They just don't know their estrogen number, their cholesterol numbers. They don't understand the ratios. And it isn't that complicated, right? You just have to pay attention. And women typically don't, no one's giving them the information and help. But I always say, know your numbers. Like, it's your job. And it goes right back to the point that we've made here with high cholesterol and fertility, right? It's the same thing. So, but does it really affect, my question is, does it affect men or women's ability to conceive or both? Quickly, just.
Yep. They affect both. They affect both. Because it's a building block of hormones, and men and women have both hormones, so they affect the ability for both. But when both have high cholesterol levels, then it gets much worse.
Fascinating.
Well, now we know the deal. That means if you're thinking about children out there, and if you're thinking about starting that family, this is on you to really think about why you're having an issue and really prepare yourself. Another one of my rants and raves about staying healthy, getting more physically active, and truly paying attention to your diet, because all of that affects your cholesterol level, even if you have a strong genetic history one way or the other. So I think this has been nothing less than fascinating, and I want every woman out there to come on, know your numbers, ask questions, and most importantly, get the message. This affects your fertility. Know your cholesterol. We are so honored to have Dr. Enrique Schisterman from the NIH help us understand why high cholesterol is to blame for your infertility. It's one of the reasons. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Ladies, know your numbers and get your cholesterol checked. When you're young, even, you need to know this. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.